The Waiting Game. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Some people got planting done, but then there's others that hadn't done any, so everybody's setting on go.
The rain every 3 or 4 days is making it tough to get anything done.
Tennessee corn farmers waiting and waiting on things to dry up a little more so they can get this year's crop in the ground. In Obion County, where the state's most corn is planted, farmers like Hoyt Giffen are coming off of 3 to 4 inch rain last week and again more rain in the forecast this week. And Giffen says last year at this time they were
either finished or getting close, but I hate to complain about the rain after last year, so I'm just going to sit and ride it out, I guess. We always wanted to be done by the 10th, but we've gone a little bit later in the past and still come out okay. It just depends on the season.
Hoyt Giffen says he needs 4 to 5 days of dry weather to get the rest of his 500 acres of corn in the ground. And in Madison County, third-generation row crop farmer Johnny Varell is in the same predicament. While they did plant a lot last week before the big rain, they're not sure if they might have to replant. And while it seems no 2 years are alike anymore, traditionally farmers like to have their corn planted by now.
It just seems like we always try to have it planted by the 15th of April, and not to say that that's going to be the right thing this year, but you just try to do what you've done in the past and has always worked. And last year, whatever we planted, the corn that was planted in our area after about the 5th of April, the yield was probably cut by 40-50%.
And if you'll recall, the drought set in June and never really gave any relief for most of West Tennessee until harvest time. So they're doing all they can in between these spring showers and hopeful they'll get adequate moisture through the summer growing season. As of Monday, according to USDA's Crop Progress Report, just over 10% of the state's corn crop had been planted. That compares to about 75% this time last year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.